I'm your host, Mika, and you are listening to Practical Alignment. Hello, my friends. Long time no talk. How y'all doing? You know, it's really nice to be back and have an episode for you all. So thank you for joining me here today. During our time apart, I had a couple periods where I was feeling really resistant towards my podcast, and I just didn't really have any motivation or even a small desire to post episodes on here. I was really focusing on my YouTube channel, which has been really fun. I thought I'd be doing both though, so it was interesting that I was so avoidant on this platform. I wanted to uncover that resistance, and so to do so, I decided to listen back to every single episode that I have ever posted on this podcast. I realized that I was resistant towards making new content because I kind of struggled listening back to some of my previous work. I started this podcast around 4 years ago, and naturally, a lot has changed about me since then. To be honest, I kind of liken the sensation to watching back like home videos from when you were a teenager. Not when you were like a very cute, innocent, small child, but when you're like in your awkward stages of pubescence. There's actually been a lot of things that I've been wanting to share and just talk about on this podcast, but I've noticed that I've been putting it off purely out of fear of getting it wrong and also just an enormous amount of self-judgment. For a moment, I was just feeling really shy, and I think I got pretty wrapped up in the fact that I share a lot of my ideas publicly. Sometimes they're not, I don't know, conventional, depends on who you ask, but there's a big sense of permanence and responsibility that comes from sharing things publicly online. And I think I got kind of overwhelmed from that. I guess what I'm trying to say in a really long, complicated way is that my perfectionism was kicking in, and I was choosing to listen to that over listening to my heart. I can't blame everything on the perfectionism because, as I said before, I am trying to navigate my YouTube channel and this podcast and just figure out what fits where. But I will say that the perfectionism, aka insecurity, has played a large part in me creating in general. And so it's kind of left me feeling a little bit paralyzed. But in actuality, I realized that avoiding sharing myself at these different stages, you know, even the really awkward ones, pretty much negates the purpose of authentically being transparent in this journey of development. A skill that I think we could all benefit from is learning how to reflect on ourselves without being so judgmental. When we stop judging ourselves so harshly, we're able to simply absorb insight about ourselves and use that as information. And that information is wisdom and power. When we're able to view ourselves with neutrality and not be in resistance to ourselves and not be so judgmental, we're able to absorb that information and wisdom about ourselves so that we can adjust and react accordingly, so that we can make little tweaks and improvements and do things differently in order to support how we're showing up. If in a few years' time I listen back to this very episode and I don't resonate with it, that's okay. What an honor, honestly, it would be to have the privilege of aging and being flexible throughout our lives and being willing to change and grow and evolve and to bend and to flow and to not be rigid. The juice is in the journey, and we would have zero reason to incarnate on Earth if we had nothing to learn. And if we were here to just be perfect, there would be nothing to absorb. It would be a very empty and meaningless existence if that were the case. By the way that I've been speaking, it probably seems like I really dislike the episodes that I've put out before, and that's truly not the case. In actuality, I have a lot of gratitude towards myself for being able to document this history of my development. There are just a few things that I don't fully resonate with anymore. So in the spirit of evolution, I figured I would share with you some things that have changed since I first started my podcast. The first thing that I want to talk about is my name. If you've been here for a while, you may have noticed that in my early episodes, I introduced myself as Katrina, while now I call myself Mika. So allow me to explain. My names have always been Katrina and Mika. When I was in the womb, my parents wanted to keep my gender a surprise. If I were a boy, I would have been named Mikkel and Katrina for a girl. And so they combined the Mi from Mikkel and the Ka from Katrina, and they just kept calling me Mika. All of my family calls me Mika. All of my friends that I meet outside of professional settings and school settings call me Mika because it's what I naturally feel like introducing myself to people as. There's always been like a little bit of confusion when my worlds would collide and my classmates would meet my family and I had to explain my name. I feel like I had almost like an identity crisis because I had two names. But the name that's always made me happiest is Mika because it's what I grew up with. It's what my dearest loved ones call me. Mika feels like a hug to me. I do understand that it can be confusing sometimes, especially on my website even. Some of my reviews still list me as Katrina because that's what some people know me as, and that's completely okay. But I thought I would share that information with you in case you're wondering why I've been calling myself something completely different from what I started off with. While we're still on the subject of titles, another thing that's changed is I don't refer to myself as a healer anymore. Like, it's not something that I call myself. In my past episodes, I always introduced myself as an intuitive healer. And although I've always viewed healers simply as a channel or a vessel or a space holder in order for other people to awaken healing capabilities within themselves, I just much prefer referring to myself as a practitioner. It just feels less presumptuous about what I can do for others. I'm in my humble era. And nowadays, I refer to myself with an umbrella term, energy work practitioner, to encompass the work that I do. I used to solely identify as a Simra practitioner when I would introduce myself. Simra is the modality of energy work that I was trained under from my mentor when I first started getting into intuitive healing. Since then, I've had the opportunity to learn under different teachers and learn different methods of energy work. So what I do now is more of a melting pot of the different modalities that I've learned. I found a way to make them my own, and that's what I practice. So to call it just Simra doesn't really fit the bill anymore. However, energy work is pretty encompassing. So I'm an energy work practitioner. Another thing that's different, in my old intros, my tagline for this podcast was all things metaphysical, mindset, and manifestation. And I focused a lot around manifestation because it's a really hot topic. I think that it entices a lot of people, and so I spoke a lot about it. And when I started this podcast, I also was very intrigued and influenced by manifestation and the law of attraction. I like to joke and say that manifestation is the gateway drug for spirituality because it was for me when I was 16 and I read The Secret. I thought that I had life figured out, but my true like awakening happened not from manifestation but from learning how to build myself up at my lowest point. It was through doing shadow work and having the ability to truly look at myself and work on myself at my core. I don't want this podcast to focus solely on what we can get from life, but rather what we can learn from it. And I don't know if I gave off that vibe before, but I just want to clarify. Not to say that I won't be talking about manifestation in the future, because I do think it's incredible and it's intriguing still, and it's a wonderful, skill to have and to know about, but I just don't think that it's a pillar of this podcast any longer. At least not in the conventional sense, because whether we're conscious of it or not, we're always consistently manifesting. We're manifesting because we're always emitting a frequency, and that frequency attracts frequencies of a vibrational match, whether it's things that we're wanting to call into our life, things that we're in resistance towards, or things that we need to learn a lesson from. I no longer view it as black and white, like attracts like. There's a lot more nuance that goes inside of manifestation that I wasn't able to eloquate before. So I'm excited for my future episodes to dive deeper on that. That pretty much sums up all of my updates. I thought I would catch you up to speed so that we can start on this fresh new chapter. Thank you so much for being here, for joining me in this journey, for allowing yourself to grow as well and to be flexible. I'm so very grateful for you. If you're interested in working with me, all of my links are listed in the bio. All my services are listed on my website. All right, I'll see you for my next episode. Bye!